Recently, the server side got a chance to catch up with an old friend, Amit Pandey. He is currently the CEO of Avi Networks, specializing in the container, cloud computing, enterprise deployment space, but really with a focus on the big trend in containerization. And one of the first things we wanted to know is just how is container-based technology transforming the world of enterprise deployment and cloud computing?
Yeah, well, you know, how are people building these clouds, right? They're building them with components. And the old world was building the components with VMs, and in the new world, people are trying to build them with containers. So what we do that really helps people who are building their infrastructure with containers is that we fit in very well into, not only is our footprint light enough that we will actually, you know, live inside the containers, we really become part of the app, but we also are able to integrate really well with other orchestration layers like Mesosphere and OpenShift, Kubernetes, Docker Swarm. And so right out of the box, if you're building an elastic infrastructure with containers, you've got the ability to orchestrate and manage your container-based microservices. You can manage traffic. You can, you know, create a little secure bubble around each of your container-based applications. You can get data on, you know, which microservice is talking to which other microservice. You can create policies to prevent them from doing that. You can, you know, do all kinds of cool stuff that, you know, there are no native tools built into the container layers or orchestration layers to do.
So what does a modern enterprise deployed production environment that's based on containers look like?
You have to step back a little bit and realize that there are very few massive container deployments today. Containers are still by and large in labs. And we say this with a fair degree of authority because we're working with some of the largest banks and web scale companies out there. And they are using us for their container environment. And the one of the challenges, so, you know, containers in of themselves are interesting, but, you know, why do people really want containers? It's because they want, most people have a vision of containers helping them do microservices. Is that something you would agree with?
So I don't think I would disagree with that, but I mean, one of the big things that I'm interested in is how organizations go from microservice deployment to containers to kind of a large-scale enterprise deployment of applications.
So when you take a large monolithic application, let's say an e-commerce app, which has various components like a checkout cart, a catalog of products, you know, a user database, probably 25 other components like that. Today, they're all part of one big monolithic app. And what a modern architecture looks like, which is a microservices container-based environment, is you would take things, components like the catalog, the storefront, the order management, the customer service piece, and break them out as separate applications and run them in containers. Okay, so suddenly you've gone from this monolithic app to an app with many smaller applications or services that are talking to each other and ultimately giving the end user the same, you know, the same kind of experience as far as the app is concerned, but it's a much more scalable way of doing the application. It's a much more logical way of doing the application because these services can be reused, they can be managed separately, they can be resourced separately, and so it's really fantastic from an operational perspective, and ultimately the end user is also gained. because they get better response times, they get better applications as a result. Now, the interesting thing is there are all sorts of issues that come up when you do that from the perspective of the developer and the operator. So all of these microservices, you have to manage the traffic between them. You have to figure out, okay, you know, which server are you on, and what load do I send to you, and how do I scale out if one particular service, like, say, the catalog is being used a lot? How do I scale that out? How do I spin up more catalog containers? And who directs the traffic to that? Okay, so that's one class of problems. We call it traffic management or load balancing. So that's one. A second key one is application performance monitoring. So how do you figure out what's going on in each of these pieces? It was a lot easier when it was a big monolith, but now that you have 25 pieces talking to each other, 25 microservices, it would be good to know, get some visibility on those things. You know, who's talking to whom, how fast, how much throughput is happening, which service is down or slow, you know, what are the security certificates that are currently in play with the users, how secure am I? A lot of these questions about the performance of those microservices. So that's the second class of issues. A third class is what's called service discovery. So just figuring out, you know, how do you know which service is where? That's a relatively tricky problem when you have all these components. And so you need to figure out how to do that. How do you automate service discovery? That's a class of problems. The fourth class of problems would be a security issue, which is how do you isolate and segment these microservices? Because it can be a fairly interesting attack vector to come into the organization and use one microservice to compromise another. So, you know, who is talking to whom? Are they allowed to talk to each other? What are they doing? Are you suddenly seeing some weird activity from one microservice to the other? And where is that traffic going? This is a class of the problems that we call isolation and segmentation. And guess what? Firewalls, north-south firewalls, can't help you with that. North-south security, your typical security product that sits in your DMZ or at the top of the rack, you know, isn't going to help you. You need something that is container-based that can actually sit there with the microservices. In fact, that goes for all four of these problems. And so when we saw these things, we said, wow, there is really a need for a product that can look at this class of problems in a very natural way. Typically what you'll see is a consultant will come in and will give you five or six different solutions to do this. They may give you, some of them will be open source, some of them will be closed source. You could get something from VMware, you could get something from Infoblox, something from, an open source product like Nagios or a closed source product like ExtraHop, then load balancing from, Citrix or F5 or Nginx, and each of these will add layers upon layers of complexity to do all of these things we talked about. And we realized that because our traffic management is layer 4 through 7, we're able to inspect all of these packages. We can actually sit inside the container with these applications. It's actually relatively easy for us to do all of these things. We know exactly what's going on in the container. We're almost like a little membrane around the application in the container. And so everything passes through us. And so we can help you manage the traffic, we can secure it, we can isolate it, we can give you data on exactly what's going on, and we can help you do the service discovery. And so that's where we come in for microservices. It's a really nice, scalable way and a quick way to get up and running. We've had some really large financial customers who've been struggling for months and months and months, and they come across us, and we can have them up and running in production in a matter of weeks.
So in the world of Docker containers and orchestration tools like Swarm and Kubernetes, how does the technology and the network monitoring and the things that you are bringing to the table compete or compare with those technologies?
I would say it's not a comparison. It's more of a complementary product. So we partner with Mesosphere. We partner with Docker. The orchestration layer essentially sits on top of what I described. These problems like microsegmentation, service discovery, performance monitoring, and the traffic management or load balancing. The orchestration, we integrate with the orchestration layer to actually help make these things seamless. So if you're using Kubernetes and Mesos, you can do elastic auto scaling by working with us. So we can look at the traffic and we can say, oh, look, there's a denial of service attack here. We either need to shut this down or there's a big spike in traffic and we need to scale more apps. So we will actually talk to DCOS or Mesosphere or Kubernetes and then scale, go out and auto scale the application. The visibility and performance monitoring is completely complementary to those orchestration layers, as is the microsegmentation. So we work very well with those. So in essence, what you need for a complete solution would be Kubernetes or Mesosphere or Docker orchestration layer, Avi's layer 4 through 7 services, which we call our application service fabric. You would need a network and you would need some servers, or if you're on Amazon or Google Cloud, you need, instead of the network and servers, you simply need that service.
So in closing, what would you say to people that are jumping into the world of microservices and container and deployment to a world of Docker and Swarm and Kubernetes?
Yeah, I think the microservices movement is extremely exciting, but it can also be very confusing. Right? There are a lot of options for application services, I think the Avi's approach, which is to combine traffic management, segmentation, and performance monitoring, is really a great way to avoid adding too much complexity and too many layers. And so I would encourage folks in the enterprise who are looking at microservices to really come take a look, because we've built a solution from the ground up for these kinds of deployments, unlike some of the sort of traditional old world products, which will force you towards a box or appliance approach. We're absolutely in sync with where people want to go. All software, all commodity, container based, and highly scalable, highly elastic.